Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to the Smell You Later Awards.
The awards that nobody asked for. No one probably needs, but we figured, yes, they do.
I disagree. I think everyone needs these. Well, girls, we're here to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of Smell You Later.
Yes.
And to do that, we are putting on the highly anticipated, very exclusive award show.
Yes.
As done by us. The judging panel is very, very serious. It consists of me and Sable.
Yes. And that is all.
We
have invented the categories. We have selected the winners. And that's pretty much it.
And some winners we haven't even selected yet.
You know what? Some winners we're going to go with instinct.
Yes. Look at all the celebrities in the audience tonight, Sable. Who do we see? I see Meryl Streep. I see. Who are other like actresses? I don't watch movies. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Of course.
I see Cookie Monster.
Jennifer Coolidge.
James Corden. Security! Get him out of here. Wow.
Yes. At least one of these Spice Girls.
Yes.
It's probably Emma Bunton.
Yes.
Yes.
Which Spice Girl are you growing up?
I don't know, man. I feel like I got posh. Like everyone was like, you're Posh Spice. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. Yeah.
No, I see that though.
But they were like, I don't know. She's kind of quiet and bitchy like you. So again, it's a common theme in my life.
I obviously am Baby Spice.
Of course.
You know?
You're the Emma Bunton.
I am. Can you believe it's been 1 year of the show?
I know.
How'd that happen?
On the one hand, I'm like, this flew by. And on the other hand, I'm like, no, it didn't.
Yeah. I don't know, because this has been a whole pandemic project. My sense of, and I know this is not unique to me, my sense of time is so like non-existent.
Yeah.
I honestly can't, I look back at like working from home last year and I'm like, what year was that? Was it 1 or 2 years ago at this point?
I still think last year is 2019. I like forgot about 2020.
Right.
I'm like, it's not 2020 now? Oh, like, okay. There's another one.
I know.
The years keep coming and they don't stop coming.
Yeah, it's very weird, but I'm very happy that we've done this.
What was your favorite episode we've done?
People ask me that all the time, and
asks me anything.
No, I don't even. It's like every new episode is my favorite. But I think okay, here are a few that I loved. I mean, I love all of them, but the voicemails one was really. I really loved that one just because I was like, hey, we're like really doing this. You know?
Yeah.
I really loved the Kayali one.
Yes. Mona Katan is just the most pleasant person to talk to.
She's truly just like...
She should narrate audiobooks.
Yeah. And like, she is exactly who she says that she is.
Yeah.
She is just that girl. And like, we're like, we have like a personal relationship now. How funny is that? You know what I mean? She's just so
sweet.
Genuinely sweet. And she, I think also like, she got our show.
Right.
And
got
us and like wasn't. And I guess that like I understand that some heads of brands or CEOs can like look at what we do and be like, I don't know if I want to like go
a little risky.
Do this. And she was like totally down for the cause. So that was just like, really fun and delightful. I don't know. What about you?
I really liked our death episode.
You were going to say that. So did my dad.
Well, it was so interesting. But I also thought that our guest, Mo Castandi, was very super smart, like very technically mm-hmm. on it, but mm-hmm. also a little tongue in cheek. Like mm-hmm. he didn't take himself too seriously. It was really yeah. pleasant. Yeah. It was great.
I feel that way also. Another favorite of mine was the Luca Turin episode.
Oh, yes.
Just because that was very surreal to me. I was like, so I have been like clutching cool. your book in my hands for the yes. last like probably 15 years.
He was so cool.
That's a lie. Like, 10 years. Yeah. So
cool.
He was
such a cool guest. Yeah.
He was
totally. Like, I wasn't expecting him to be that charming.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. He was so fun. And I had COVID.
Oh, my God. Yes, you did. Whoa.
Oops. Luckily, that was a remote episode. Yeah, that was really cool. I don't know, man. Like, and also, I just forget that, like, it's so funny that people like the episodes where it's just you and I
know. That really surprised me. I'm shocked that we've been able to get like the caliber of guests that we have mm-hmm. and I think because of that I was like, okay, we have to keep aiming higher and mm-hmm. like have like more impressive guests and mm-hmm. blah blah blah, but like yeah, the shit that we just like talk about together, people seem to like those the best. That's weird to me.
I don't know that I'm shocked that we get the caliber of guests, because like I do think we deserve it both like individually and as a partnership, but like it does not stop me from being grateful for each and every one of them. However, it's just so funny like you and I just like kicking it for an hour. Yeah. Sometimes I like will listen back as I'm editing and be like,
yeah,
who was that person
I know
on this mic, because it wasn't me.
I'm still waiting for like somebody to like listen back to the archives and find something problematic I said probably in like the year 2030. Be like, I mean, let's cancel her now. Oops. I did like our deodorant episode. As far as like the just, you know, us episodes go, I think that was my favorite one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It was just so unhinged. It went so many places.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
I might have divulged too many secrets.
That's fine. Oh, we've both been running our mouths since this started.
What is it about having having a microphone in front of your face where like, okay, let me just put my entire foot in my mouth right now?
I think, well, that's nothing new to me. I don't need a mic to do that, Sable. I think the fact that, you know, like, I know that this is a safe space, but sometimes I think it's like too safe of a space.
Yeah, agree. Because it's like this, in this moment as we're recording is a safe space, but then we forget that we actually like publicize this shit.
Well, and it's not like we're not editing it ourselves. Like, yeah, we can cut out whatever we want, but it's like I always end up cutting so much less than I think.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of things that I thought I would cut in the moment, I ended up keeping it in mm-hmm. and vice versa.
You know what it is to me? Part of it is like, I think, again, having done this, I don't know if the pandemic has anything to do with this or like just the person that I am, but having been trapped in the house for 18, 19 months at this point, and I know that like things aren't as bad as they were allegedly, but I think the podcasts that I listen to and really like, such as, you know, Legends Only and Las Culturistas and Sibling Rivalry and Housewives and Me, like those all, most of them are done with partnerships of people, and they really like help me feel less alone. And I mean, I'm an only child. I'm like very used to being alone and whatever. It doesn't bother me, but it's sort of like, I don't know, fucking hanging out with your friends when you're doing the dishes with these people that you don't actually know. And so I'll be, and I've heard that feedback about our show too. And that's like really lovely and sweet. And so I'll be, you know, I'll have said something like idiotic or like vulnerable, and I'm always ready to cut it, but then I'll be like, well, you know, I'm not the only one with this experience.
Yeah.
And even if it's weird, like, you know, it's been a fucking weird year for all of us, so why don't you just like, I don't know, I just, if we can help people feel less alone or whatever, I'm okay with looking like a goon.
There's been a lot of talk about parasocial relationships lately. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what you just said is probably that exactly. Yeah. Podcasts with people who just shit talk for 2 hours mm-hmm. feels like a parasocial relationship. And like you feel like you're like with friends, but you're not.
I don't know what a parasocial relationship is.
Okay. parasocial relationships are like when influencers, maybe not just people who are very online or very in the public, like on television or on YouTube, they let you into their lives and they're like, this is what it's like being me. And then you start to feel a connection with them and you feel like you're friends with them, even though they're complete strangers and you don't know them.
Okay.
And it's like, it describes a lot of our relationships with celebrities. There's that whole fucking John Mulaney thing that everyone now, there's all these think pieces about parasocial relationships because everyone's mad at John Mulaney for knocking up Olivia Munn after 9 months and also like leaving his wife for her after rehab. Yeah, it's a lot. But for whatever reason, like, people seem to have cherry-picked parasocial relationships out of that whole fiasco, which is nobody's business.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. I'm like, I never think about John Mulaney, and now I'm being forced to think about him, and I resent that. I
couldn't even tell you who he is. What? No thing.
I mean, I think a lot of relationships have been accelerated in this pandemic, mm-hmm. so I'm not surprised. Also, I think that when you're famous and rich... more famous than rich, maybe, like, people just like live faster. They just like do all this impulsive shit because I don't know
what the fuck else can you do.
Your life is already in like hyper mode, so it's right. just like, yeah, let me have a baby with this person I met less than a year ago,
right?
Even though I'm like, in this economy, really?
Every time I like put together an IKEA side table or like hang something on my wall, I'm like, I'm ready for a child.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, I could totally raise a baby.
No.
Like, if I could do that, I could do this.
I mean...
I know that's not true. I could have a baby, though.
I mean, people have babies all the time. They've been having them on dirt floors since the beginning of time. And, like, you know, it... they're fine, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have... Don't give me a child. I'll just be like, learn... your brain is the most absorbent it will ever be, so right. you must learn now.
Use it.
Use it. My brain's too... it's too late for my brain.
Well, I'm glad you tricked me into doing this podcast with you. Because you kept asking me and I kept saying no, and I don't know why I did. And then it was New Year's Day 2020, and I was at a bar with my friend Brendan, who has a podcast about the Housewives called Come Through Queen, and he does it with his best friend Dan, and he was like, just do it. And I was like, no. And he was like, Tiny, the worst thing that could happen is that you become like better friends with Sable. And I was like, oh, well, okay, when you put it like that.
Yeah,
I don't know, I'm just like so happy we're doing this. It's been a weird year, and having like, I'm a Virgo, I like consistency, and I like plans, and having like this to come back to every week has been like the highlight of my year, I think.
Yeah, having a creative project that you can do on a regular, consistent basis is cool.
Yeah. I also knew I had to do this because it scared me. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, not like nothing scares me. Wow. And everything I do, I can do with my fucking eyes closed. Not that I'm good at it or like that I'm the best at what I do by any sense and any, you know, whatever. But this really scared the shit out of me. So like in the back of my mind, I was like, nah, like this is only a matter of time. You've got to do this.
I never do things because they scare me. I do them because I want to get revenge on someone else.
I think that's beautiful.
It's like tangentially related.
Yeah.
Like, I must be good at this because it will really show them.
Right. I must succeed.
Even though I have
this.
Nothing to prove to anyone because like who fucking cares?
Yeah. We're both doing fine.
We're fine. This whole podcast is a spiral. It's been the plot twist all along.
Truly, truly. I feel like this thus far has been, I mean...
You know what? I'm glad that after doing this podcast, I have gotten so much more comfortable with the sound of my own voice. Because we have to edit our shit like every fucking week.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It
made me think of what's her face? Elizabeth Holmes, the Theranos lady... and how one of the things everyone says about her is that like she has a deep voice, but it sounds like she's doing it on purpose. It doesn't sound like that's like her natural way of speaking. Like it sounds like she's like purposefully lowering her voice to be like, taken more seriously. And apparently that is a vocal pattern that's more and more prevalent in women in general, like young women in general are lowering their voices to be taken more seriously in the workplace, which is like a little bit sad to me that we have to do that. But also, I really like a deep resonant voice. Yeah. So I'm just like, this sounds nice.
People often say that our podcast gives them like ASMR vibes.
Yeah, I don't get what does that mean?
I don't know.
We don't whisper. We opposite of whisper.
I know. Yeah, I know. But I think I have more of a vocal fry than I think that I do. And when you're sitting like this close to a mic, you're not going to be, if we were like shouting.
Yeah.
You know, like you all want to listen to that.
That's true.
I don't know.
Some people shout. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like any of
that. What's that one $60 million podcast?
Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy. Yeah, that's a lot of vocal gymnastics
for
going on.
$60 million? I'd scream into a mic.
Hell yeah.
Please.
Fucking fart into a mic. Jesus Christ, Spotify.
Yeah. And like I said to you this week, you know she's got money because her hair always looks so good.
Yeah. I don't really know a lot about her. She's, of what I read, she like started the podcast on a whim with her friend and then it just took off. And like, that's the thing. When you announce that shit, everyone comes out of the woodwork to be like, oh, so you won the lottery, so you have money now. I would be afraid of having that much money because I'm like, someone's going to murder me. Like someone's 100%
I'm not afraid of having that
much money. Going to marry me and murder me.
Right. No, I'm like always afraid of getting jumped. Or robbed. So like, yeah, I don't, were I to ever come into any money, I would not want anyone knowing.
Yes. I would never want people to know how much money I have. I also grew up with that mentality. My parents to this day have never told me how much money they have. And whenever I asked, they were just like, you have food, you have fucking clothes and shelter, so shut the fuck up. And I was like, okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. But then like, well, like my parents, my dad is retired. My dad retired 2 years ago. And he's an auto mechanic. He never went to college. He like worked for the city. He's like very blue collar. My mom works in garment production, which is like a very technical way to say she works in fashion, but it's like the production side of things. Mm-hmm. But she's worked for the same companies for like decade stretches at a time in like directory managerial positions. And part of me is like, if you've been in this company for 10 years, they must be doing something for you.
Mom, I know you got some coin.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when I was like, you might be rich.
Right.
I've never seen this money, but you might be rich secretly. But yeah, I have no concept of what things are meant to cost.
So if anyone wants to give us $60 million for this podcast, please, we'll keep it going.
I mean, I'd do it. I would even do it for $30 million, but you know, we could talk. We'll talk.
We could talk. We'll negotiate.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts, come through.
What up? Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh boy. I broke out an oldie.
Ooh.
It's actually a sample from a discovery set from the fragrance brand Abel or Abel. I'm never sure how to say this. It's spelled A-B-E-L. Mm-hmm. Abel, Abel, I don't know. It's a New Zealand fragrance brand and they're all about using natural, sustainable ingredients. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay. And I don't know what to say. It's like, okay, cool. Zero natural stable. Great. Moving on. And this scent is called Cobalt Amber.
Mm.
All of their scents are named after a color and like the main featured note.
Oh, pretty.
Which is nice. Their first scent that I experienced, I think I talked about it ages ago, was called Cyan Nori.
Yeah.
And it's
I thought that was all one word.
Oh, yeah.
Like Cyanori.
It's funny. I didn't think about that. It's like the color cyan.
Right.
Nori.
Okay.
But that was like meant to smell like a fresh New Zealand beach. And it really, truly did. And I was so impressed by that. And I got the discovery kit and Cobalt Amber. It smells like a really expensive wool sweater. It's very warm and lush and quiet but very rich. Yeah, it's kind of just like warm, a little bit spicy. I don't know about cobalt, like when I think of like dark blue. I guess I think of just like that being a very rich sapphire-y color.
Sure.
So I get why I think it's clever that they name their fragrances that way. And weirdly, now that I've been wearing it for maybe I sprayed it on like what, 3 hours ago, and now that it's dried down, this smells so much to me like my first grade teacher.
Whoa.
Yeah, really weird. I don't even remember her name. I know it started with the G. I want to say Mrs. Gargiulo. Could be incorrect. It was something Italian. But she always had this smell that was a little bit like a mixture of like cashmere, wool, hairspray, and like a peppermint sucker candy.
Whoa.
Yeah. I feel like older people call peppermint candies suckers.
Okay.
Or like lollipop suckers.
Okay.
It's like a lollipop without the stick.
Yeah.
I guess hard candy.
Yeah.
Hard candy. Yeah. So it smelled like a mixture of that. And like this, I don't know why, like minus the peppermint, smells so much like that. So I'm just like, whoa.
That's so funny. Yeah. I love that reference though.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, they're a really cool company. Yeah. I think Euro Perfumes. Yeah, they're available here.
Okay.
Because I got their samples from Euro Perfumes. They're really cool. Yeah. And I don't know of any other New Zealand fragrance brands. So part of me is like, they might be the only one.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, no. On the box, it says, a chic, sultry oriental. Oh, no.
No.
We'll have to talk
about it. We're going
to
fix that.
We'll have to have a talk with Abel about this.
We don't use that word.
Lovely scent, though.
Love that.
Just got to change the marketing.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Well, Sable, the clown has come back to bite.
Oh, no.
I'm actually surprised you didn't call it out because I'm wearing quite a bit of it. And I've been here for a minute. Today, in honor of our 1 year, I am wearing Santal 33.
Wait.
Yeah.
You have that scent?
I don't have it. Okay. On the way here today, there's a Le Labo like very close to Sybil. Oh. So I got dressed. I didn't put anything on because I was like, wouldn't it be a real gag?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And
it smells like invisible to me. I didn't clock it at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, where is it?
It's everywhere.
It's so subtle.
Really?
Like, so subtle. I feel like
I'm fucking soaked in it.
I don't know. I had to like literally press my nose to your wrist.
Really? That's so funny because I can clock this on anyone from like 10 feet away.
No, so can I. Yeah.
I put a spray in my wrist and then I sprayed it in the air and like wave my wrist through it. And then I put it on my neck and I was like, she's going to smell me coming up the stairs.
No, I didn't clock it.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, am I an osmic?
No, you're not an osmic. Yeah, here we are.
Wow. I never thought this day would come.
Neither did I. And
how do you feel?
I feel conflicted. I feel...
Do you like it? Do you hate it?
It is...
Do you need a shower?
I don't need a shower. Oh my God, we have to talk about that next.
What?
Hold on. Let's put a pin in that. Yeah, I'm not like viscerally repelled by Santal 33 in the way that I thought it was going to be.
Okay. It's very soft and subtle on you.
When I first put it on, I was like, whoa, this is like really fresh. I got like a little bit of cucumber and like it was like a little sweeter than I expected to. There's like a... Sometimes like a sweet, like coconutty vibe that like jumps out of it on some people. And that's immediately what I got. Plus like the freshness of a cucumber, neither of which are in this, by the way. And so that's why I was like, oh, like maybe I do like this. But now it's worn down to sort of like just be what I always think it is.
You smell like expensive furniture.
I smell like a cardboard box.
But like a really nice one.
Really?
Smell like a, like... the interior of a hotel, but like a fancy one. Boutique hotel.
It's fine.
It's like a nice neutral scent.
I think I expected this to be like more bombastic, or at least my reaction to it. And it's okay. It's all right. I still don't get the point. So I figure after a year of talking shit about it every episode, I might as well just come to terms and try it out. And it just, okay. But, oh my God. Well, I promise we'll get to this iconic award show in a second.
Okay.
Do you remember last week when we talked about Secretions Magnifique and you said it was evil?
Yes.
Oh my God. So this week... I wore it, but I was like, I don't want to wear this to the office when I'm going to be around people because, like, who knows? I ended up working from home most of the week, and this one morning I was like, this is the day. I, like, got my little undies on. I, like, scampered out into my living room and put it on my wrist, tapped them together, and you didn't even put it on your skin, did you?
No, I will not allow it to touch my skin.
I have never... experienced a fragrance like this.
Vile.
You're right. You're villainous. Right about everything.
Evil.
It's not even nasty. It doesn't even smell bad. It smells violent.
Yes. It smells violent.
This fragrance beat my ass. Like, it smells like it wants revenge.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. I was like, I couldn't raise my wrist closer than like 8 inches from my nose. Cause like this, I was like, this is as much as you get.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It smells cursed.
Cursed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like
cursed.
I feel like if there, God, I really wish that there was like a horror film with like a cursed perfume.
Oh my God.
And this would be the smell.
It is a
yeah.
demon perfume.
Like, it, like misfortune will befall you.
It's like alive. Yeah. And it wants you to not be alive.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Like what if it was made from like the blood of demons and like I don't know, or like, yeah, like vengeful demons, and then you wear it and then just everything bad happens.
I
you. That's what it smells like.
Truly. You are so yeah. right. Like
it's foreboding.
Oh my God. I don't want to say I've never smelled anything worse, because it's not that the fragrance is bad. It's just I've truly never smelled anything like it.
Yeah.
And I never want to again.
No.
And I was so excited to smell it.
I know.
So I know. To review, this is the fragrance that's supposed to smell like cum and blood and spit and sweat.
Yeah.
And it smells like the most violent metallic scent. I mean, it is truly alive. It's almost like we know. I mean, obviously, fragrance is invisible, but it takes up so much space.
Yeah.
That you don't feel like it's invisible at all. You feel like it's with you, like as a solid mass in the room. Crazy.
It feels like an evil spirit.
I had to. Okay, so like I gave it.
I need to like do a seance in my apartment.
Truly, to exercise it.
Yeah,
I gave it a good try. It lasted for like, I wore it for like 3 hours, and by the last half hour, I think it had worn down enough that I was like, okay, if I had not just experienced this 2.5 hours of trauma. And just smelled it now, I think it might be like a still very metallic, but like a very metallic floral that is okay. But I still like, I don't
it's
know.
A traumatic that scent.
It fucked me up.
Yeah.
Like, so I had to wash it off. I like doused myself in that Vanilla Cloud hand soap from Bath and Body Works. Just fucking showered in it.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't put it on my body, because then I had to like actually shower again. But I just like caked myself in this hand soap for a few minutes in the sink, and then doused myself in Kaili vanilla, because I was like,
you need the antithesis.
I need something just sweet and strong as hell. And oh my God, surprisingly that did kill it. But I've never ever ever smelled anything like that.
I don't think I've ever reacted to a scent the way I've reacted to that.
Truly wild. And I would just love to know, like, who wears that? What do they smell like when they do?
What was the testing process like?
They're
like, if this repels you.
Like, bringing that to market in, like, the three sizes that they do. Like, it's just, like, another part of their collection.
I'm truly curious, like, who wears that?
I am, too.
And I wonder if it can smell good on different people.
Man. And, again, like, I specifically called that fragrance in, and I did not call it in to, you know, talk shit about it. Not that I
owe, just curious.
Yeah. Like, not that I owe any brand an explanation, whatever, but I don't. But it's just like, I don't might, you know, mean to sound like a asshole. But no, that was truly, they did, on the flip side of that, send us a ton of other samples.
They're like lovely.
Really lovely. I'm really enjoying going through them. Not that one. Not today.
I wonder if that came out before or after Lady Gaga's.
I think before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because if she wanted her fragrance to smell like blood and cum, I wonder if that was a reference.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then Coty was like, we cannot sell this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we're not going to sell it to 14.
We can make the liquid black, but we cannot.
Well, should we get in?
Shall we kick this off? Shall we get in? It's gonna be a while, so settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we were thinking about categories for awards, obviously there are fragrance awards from these like very official institutions of the industry, and I'm not entirely sure like how they select who they select, and like I don't even know if like those people actually win anything tangible.
Girl, I won one of them. Don't look into it that hard.
Well, you're a writer, but I mean, like when they award like best men's, like how do you choose that? Like based on what? Based on sales? Based on like what?
I always thought it was based on sales, but I'm also basing that off nothing.
Okay.
No, like, I don't know. Maybe not.
Do they get like a funding, or just they just like buy the licensing logo? Like all awards
right
in media
right
buy our logo so you can put it on your page, so maybe you can use it as a marketing stunt. I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe. But like, see, it makes sense that your piece won because it's like, these are stories about fragrance. Mm-hmm. It's like clearly, even though, yes, of course, it's subjective. Like, you can tell, like, the story is better than the story. Mm-hmm. Like, bleh. But yeah, when it comes to actual smells, because they're so subjective, from a commercial standpoint, I'm like, what is the criteria?
We should ask that. We should have someone from the Fragrance Foundation.
We should. Or isn't it, what's the other one? The Fifi Awards? Mm-hmm. What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Is it just like a fun name? Maybe. We like the word Fifi, so we're going to name our award show that.
Well,
I respect that.
Long story short, this award show that has not even happened yet is better than those.
I agree.
Because much more prestigious.
It's more prestigious. It's more unique. Mm-hmm. And we really mean it. We've done our research. We would never lead you astray.
Never lead you astray.
Mm-mm. Never lead you astray. Just kidding. Anyway, should we announce the categories and then the awards, or should we just, we're just going to go through them?
I don't know what you decided.
Like down the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we should announce the categories first.
That's a good idea. It'll take too long.
Yeah.
So, is it good to start on a negative note?
Yes, I think that's very funny.
Okay.
Our first category is the award for the most problematic fragrance.
Okay. All right. Most problematic fragrance.
And I think Sable and I are both going to have our picks.
Okay.
And honestly, for me, sorry, it's so fresh in my mind, but it's, I think it's going to be Secretions Magnifique.
Oh, wow.
I've just never.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That makes complete sense. After what we just said about it, that makes complete sense. It will murder you.
That thing was out for blood.
That's very problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah. My pick for most problematic fragrance is Shalimar.
Ah, that's because such a good answer.
Shalafuckinmar was the whole genesis of the trend of naming fragrances as oriental. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, we love to create another Shalimar. No!
Nope.
Shalimar had its time, and now the culture has changed, and we have evolved past the need for Shalimar. If you love that scent, whatever. I don't care. But you know what? Shalimar is a, it's a problematic fave.
I don't think
it's
the scent that's problematic. I think it's what it started. I think like starting to call fragrances oriental is bad.
Yes.
And I think where some far reaches of the industry are finally like beginning to talk about that.
Yeah. Because every time people talk about oriental scents, they're always like, well, Shalimar, Shalimar. And I'm like, well,
okay,
maybe
great.
We should fucking talk to Shalimar and be like, do you know what you've done?
Yeah. That was also 100 years ago. Things changed.
Literally a century ago.
Also, no one gives a fuck about Shalimar. Sorry.
Let it go.
I know a girl named Shalimar.
Different thing.
She's also problematic. So.
Okay. Well, see the pattern here then.
Kidding.
Our next category is the Frank Vocal Award for Best Skin Scent.
I'm glad you take this first one.
Okay. I am going to give this award to Eccentric Molecules 01 plus Iris.
So am I.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. See, I was going to say 01 and I only have a little sample of that. When I sprayed it on myself, I couldn't smell shit.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, well, that's not fun for me.
Yeah.
But the Iris one, uh-huh. Whew, she is, wow.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. She's peaceful. She's calm. She's like Nicole Kidman in Nine Perfect Strangers. Mm. She has the long, flowing, wavy hair.
Yeah. You know how I feel about skin scents and that tunics. I don't. And I will say the original Molecule 01, doesn't offend me at all. That is just invisible. Mm-hmm. Completely invisible. I mean, then I get it. Like, other. Whatever.
You know what? Maybe if I ever get my hands on a full-size bottle, I'll douse myself.
I'll give you mine.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to fully douse myself and then like try and experiment with that.
Yeah. I mean, that's perfectly fine. I don't like, I know people call Santal 33 a skin scent, which like whatever.
I don't think it is.
I know.
It's like, term has been so bastardized. Scent.
Oh, see, I like it again. I can't decide.
Like I think of musky scents as skin scents.
Yeah. I don't think people know. Like we said, it's been so like whatever. But yeah, 01 doesn't bother me because I can't smell it. But 01 plus Iris is so beautiful. In the year that we've been doing this, I've learned that I really like Iris notes. Iris is in everything that I like, including my favorite scent ever, 1996 by Byredo. And this is just like the isolated note plus Isoe Super. And it's just really, it's just like a super, super clean version. To me, it calls back to a clean version of Imperial Maneshi.
I've not smelled that one.
There's a heavy iris note in that, but that's just like if you, I guess it literally is, like if you just took that and dropped all the rest of the notes out of it. Really stunning. No, that's so funny that we both.
I'm so glad that we agreed on that.
When we got those, with all due respect to the brand, I was like, okay, I'm going to get the fuck rid of these. And I love iris. I'm like, oh, that's not going anywhere. So
I like the patchouli one as well.
Oh, well.
But I think it's punching. It's punching, man. Would you like to say the third category?
Yeah. So our third category is best celebrity fragrance that isn't cloud. My picks are.
Oh, picks.
Well, pick. Wait, what is your pick? You look like you know something that I don't.
I have a pick.
You go first.
And it might be your pick too.
I don't
Okay, my pick is SJP Stash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
People love Stash.
It's fucking good.
It is fucking good.
It's, and I hate saying this, but it doesn't smell like a celebrity fragrance.
No, you're right.
It's so unique and it's so amorphous. It's kind of... So SJP, Sarah Jessica Parker, she created the fragrance meant to kind of be a, I guess, fine fragrance interpretation of the smell of your man's sweaty t-shirt, which like, you know, you could be like, ew, but like, you know, when it's someone you're in love with, obviously like you love their natural scent. And it is like that. It truly is, but it doesn't smell like BO. It just smells like this kind of very heady, kind of warm, a little bit woody and a little bit sweet.
And like cigar-y.
Yeah, a little smoky, sweet. Yeah, it's really, really nice.
If you read The Perfect Scent by Chandler Burr, come on the show, please. That was the concept for her first scent for Lovely.
Oh,
and
really?
Coty was sort of like...
Fucking Coty.
We can't put that out first. So it was Lovely, then Covet. I had to have it. And then... Covet.
They're like, we'll let you do some traditionally conventionally feminine fragrances first. And then once you've proven yourself, you can do this crazy thing.
Right, right.
But didn't, like, Stash is really popular.
Stash
though.
Is very popular.
I have no idea. I'm just pulling this out of my ass. But like, I would dare say it's more popular than her other ones.
The funny thing to me about it is like, Lovely came out and then sort of right on its heels was Covet. And then there was a long time. I mean, that was like high school vibes for me. And then when Stash came out, I was living in like my own apartment in Madison. So that was years later. So I don't know, like, if they just like renewed the contract or like wanted her again or what. But that's when she finally got to do like what she really wanted to do. And people
also like Sarah Jessica Parker is considered a cultural tastemaker. Let her just do what she's already been validated or deemed good at doing.
Literally.
Right?
I'm looking it up right now because it's also very hard to find.
Is it discontinued?
I think so. Yeah, it's like you can still get
it. Remember I covered it in Allure a couple years ago and their PR sent me like 5 bottles in all different sizes and like rollerballs and all that. So they're like, well, it's funny, they're like, here's the stash for your stash of stash. Like,
oh, that's cute.
But also I was like, I truly don't need these many bottles.
It's still pretty easy to hunt down, it seems, but
okay,
I should get another bottle.
But it's great. It's one of those fragrances that like anybody could wear, truly. And I think it probably smells a little bit different on everybody, but it just smells so good.
I think there's a mint note in it as well. Ooh. I think like buried in there deeply.
Yeah,
I remember texting
because it is
Kara
a little
about.
Fresh too.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
It's yeah.
My favorite celebrity fragrance that isn't cloud. I have two. Number one. Well, I mean, I have a few, but...
You have to pick one.
Fine. Private Show by Britney Spears.
Okay.
Yeah, number one, Free Britney. Number two, yeah, this is the one that came out in, I want to say, like, 2017, 18. This, and it's like, ugh, I feel bad. Like, I mean, we didn't really know the extent of, like, the fuckery that was going on with a conservatorship for so long, so... You know, in hindsight, buying her fragrances was and is still like not the move until she is out of this, which should be soon.
She gets some money though.
She doesn't get any of her, the money.
Wait,
that's
what?
The thing. Like, like the Britney brand makes the money, but she gets $2,000 a week or something.
What the? Like, it's not even held for her.
The whole thing is very, very
bad. Whoa.
The whole thing is like, it's like,
fuck that.
It's like an American tragedy. Yeah. It's bad. And it's, yeah. Oof, don't, let's not go down this road. I will.
This is like some non-consensual findom.
Literally, it's like.
I don't like it.
No, no. Anyway, the fragrance itself is, we all know about her like obsession with like Starbucks and all that. And the fragrance was supposed to smell like an iced coffee and like whipped cream and things like that. And it's just, essentially it's a Frappuccino. And I'm like, ooh, I hope she was in on that joke. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was really funny when it came out
she
and funny and cute.
Been.
But yeah, I would like to think. But the fragrance itself is very good. It's like super gourmand. It's a lot of coffee. It's a really creamy. And it just like, it is exactly that. But it's also like, it really truly is like an elevated interpretation of a Frappuccino, if I'm allowed to say that with a straight face. It's beautiful. It's so lovely to wear. I like, it's between that and Hidden Fantasy, it's definitely one of my favorite Britney scents, and just like a really bomb scent for anyone. So
I like coffee scent. We like coffee
scent. We love a coffee scent in this house.
Our next category is most triggering scent. See, that is the one that I would award to Secretions Magnifique by Etate Libre d'Orange.
Okay.
Because it's triggering as hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't know why, just rewind 20 minutes.
Yep. For me, this would be one of my answers, but having done the fuckboy scents episode, this is apparently everyone's answer, so I'm just sort of crowdsourcing this one. Most triggering scent to me is Dior Sauvage, because apparently all of our ex-boyfriends wore it at one point or another. So that, I'm going to take one for the team and say that is the most triggering scent.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? Okay. That's well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next category is the Glow by JLo Award for Most Nostalgic Fragrance.
I'm going to have to give this award to Lolita Lempicka. Pour moi. It was such a definitive scent during my adolescent years of allegedly becoming a woman. Mm-hmm. Which is like, you know, when you're 14, it's just like, I got my period.
Right.
Which is like really weird to like, hinge onset of menstruation to be like sexual maturity, which is creepy because you're 14. But yeah, Lolita Lempicka was the hot girl scent. And I just have so many nostalgic memories of like that being that scent, and what it represented was like so much of what I wanted to of what I aspired to of like being like the girl. I'm like, I'm gonna be that girl.
I still want to be that girl.
Yeah. I'm still trying to be that girl.
You are that girl. You've made it. And now you own like all the Lolita Lempickas too. So
I think the original came in 1997, I want to say. Okay. And they just re-released the original scent in the original bottle.
Ooh.
Because they changed the bottles after a while.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know why, for whatever reason, they're like, let's just change it back.
Nostalgia.
So yeah, now you can spray through the little apple stem once
more. Once again.
Yeah. Also, like, whoever reps their PR, please get at us.
Yeah, hit us up.
Yeah, please. Jesus.
For me, it's obvious, but it's Warm Vanilla Sugar by Bath and Body Works.
Yes, please. Dude. Yeah.
That was also
absolutely
me being super young, being like, I don't know. There's too much to unpack there, but
No, I'm with you 100%.
You know, like I was probably like 11 or 12, and Bath and Body Works was very much like the entry point into fragrance for people who were as young as I was. And like, I knew it was all, I mean, Bath and Body Works as a concept was, and I suppose still is, like super feminine. And, you know, being a young boy and the late 90s, early 2000s, it was like not the move. We're not having the same conversations we are right now. So that was like my, I don't know, I would say like my secret entry point into like fucking around with femininity. But I also grew up like playing with Barbies, so it's also like, I guess that's not true. But it's like when you start to grow into that age where you see like, oh, like men are punished for being visibly feminine. Mm. I think that was my first conscious way in to that. That was like sort of invisible to everyone else. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm fucking saying. But yeah. And it like smells so good and also so like
it's so ubiquitous.
Much. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But I definitely felt like that fucking girl. I was
that
like
that was the hot girl scent.
It
as
was
well.
The hot girl scent.
Yeah.
Like you can tell me shit. You still can't. It's all because of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Now I'm mad I didn't say cucumber melon.
Well, I mean, that is also the same thing. What were the big three again? What did we decide? Warm vanilla sugar, cucumber melon, and sweet pea?
Sunripe and raspberry was a big one for me.
Yeah.
Sweet pea was, or the freesia one was also a big one.
Sure.
Yeah. They were like way less scents back then. So, well.
Shout out to Bath & Body Works. They're the fam.
Hear, hear. Wait,
No, but it does coincide. Best fuckboy scent.
Ooh. See, okay, I was originally... I'm going to say one because that's our rule.
Okay.
But I was tied.
Okay.
Just from personal experience. But I'm going to open it up because this isn't just about me.
Okay.
But I'm going to say Old Spice Swagger deodorant.
Oh my God. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Really?
Not Swagger. My answer is any Old Spice scent.
Not the OG.
Not the OG.
The OG is too daddy to be a fuckboy scent.
Uh-huh.
But Swagger. Something about that deodorant. Also, like... It's just deodorant, but it radiates.
It does.
So
it does.
Much.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I guess your armpits are like the warmer parts of your upper body. So that
but
makes
still,
sense. But like,
but still.
Jesus Christ, it's strong.
Like Native doesn't radiate like that. Yeah. Like a lot
of
them don't.
All of the old toxic deodorants like really fucking smell far.
Even like whenever I say that like it happens often, it doesn't. But like if I'm ever... One time I was visiting my friend when I was moving here and I was staying with my friend Sam for a while and he had Old Spice shower gel and I would use that when I was in a shower and I was like, how do you do this every day? Like
even the shower gel is way too...
They just like pack so much fragrance into everything.
I think that's why people like it though.
Yeah.
People are obsessed with smelling, like having that gratuitous scent.
Yeah.
Because I think like the more I can smell, the cleaner I am, which is not true.
No. No. And I don't mean to, you know, disrespect anyone who wears any Old Spice flavors, but it is a little bit like...
It's not Old Spice's fault.
No, it's not their
it's
fault.
It's like the wearer's fault. They need to behave better while wearing this to make it better.
Yeah, that's true.
Do better, men.
Do better.
Yeah. If you're wearing Swagger, you need to be on your best fucking behavior.
Uh-huh.
Swagger.
Yeah, even
maybe the name is too
even the name is terrible.
It's enabling.
So, I wonder if it will be telling which one of us came up with this category. Worst brand.
Worst brand.
I was like, oh, maybe we don't need to do this one. Mm. But I mean, obviously haven't made any friends thus far, so.
Worst. You know, there's just so many to choose from.
Yeah, but I also came up with this very iconic and nuanced question without having anyone in mind. And I actually still don't have an answer. Well, I do, but I don't think it's fair.
So, okay. The one that's like just screaming to the top of the list in my brain is Girl Boss. It's not necessarily a fragrance.
Oh, like the lifestyle brand?
Yes.
The lifestyle brand.
That is the worst brand.
What, Sofia Omarosa?
What she penned and what it has become.
Oh my God. Okay.
Brand.
Well, so we are really opening. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
As far as like problematic quote unquote beauty brands go, fragrance is probably the most innocuous. Like I think there are a fair amount of beauty brands that are problematic, like Jeffree Star, for instance, that's because it's based on him.
Right.
And he is problematic. Therefore, his brand is problematic. Mm-hmm. But then when I think of brands on a larger scale and like all of the things that they affect in people's lifestyles and cultural perceptions, I'm like, by all means, Girl Boss is just the most. It does the antithesis of what it claims to do. It's basically just a brand that upholds the tenets of white feminism and capitalism.
Are they even still a brand anymore?
They have a podcast.
Right.
Girl Boss Radio. Right. And what's unfortunate is that Sophia Amoruso doesn't host it. It's another person. She's like a graphic designer. And I'm like, I like her work. Why is she hosting this? I hope she's getting paid really, really well. Yeah. And they just interview women about like how they do business or well. I don't know. It's just like, it means well, but it doesn't know shit. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
And it doesn't explore nuance, and it doesn't, I'm talking about Girl Boss the brand, not the podcast. Yeah. It just kind of blankets everything and encourages achievement at all cost and economic success at all cost, economic success being the validator for like being this modern feminist woman. I don't know. It's a lot, man. It's cringe.
Yeah.
It's cringe.
Sounds cringe.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my worst brand.
Well, since we're widening the scope, then I would say my worst brand is a beauty brand. It's Benefit.
Oh.
Benefit does bad business, and Benefit is for racists. Next question.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
The Sky Ferreira Award for Most Underrated Fragrance or Brand. Really? Sky Ferreira? Okay.
This question is so good.
You know what's really funny is 10 years, literally 10 years ago, I think in 2010, I was in this like electropop band with my friends from college. And we were playing out of all fucking places, Union Hall in Park Slope. Mm-hmm. And guess who opened?
Shut up.
Sky Ferreira.
Oh my God.
Who was not yet 21, so she wasn't allowed to be in the bar until she was performing. She had, I think, two session musicians, one guitar man, one keyboard synth guy. He had four synths, which I thought was a bit much. They were like all stacked. They took an hour to sound check. She did like a 20-minute set. This was like in her kind of like little ragamuffin kind of punk aesthetic days. Mm-hmm. She's very tiny. Big hair, tiny body.
Yeah.
She had a wireless mic, which I also thought was funny. Because it's like so like pop arena and you're in this like shitty bar that doubles as like a comedy club.
Like where are you going without that wire?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not going anywhere. The stage is like the size of like my living room. But yeah, she did like 20 minutes of like, I think like her EP at that point. Mm-hmm. And then was like, I'm sick. Thank you. Bye. And then and like I just thought it was so ridiculous, and we were so confused. We're like, why is she opening this local bill of these like nothing bands, I mean mine included, but it was just so bizarre. And there was like weirdly no one there to see her.
That's so weird,
because I had known who she was. I was like, that's so odd that this like what I thought like mainstream record label pop artist was performing here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know what this is about, but okay, I guess.
Yeah. That's odd. I've seen her twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, she kind of got bigger. Yeah. Like, I think Everything is Embarrassing came out like a couple of years after that. And then, like, she kind of blew up a little bit. And then she started dating that problematic guy from that stupid band Dive. Mm. And they, like, had this weird, like, heroiny couple reputation.
She was also, like, the face of YSL for a minute, too.
Yeah. She has that kind of, like, broody, angsty teen look. Like Billie Eilish kind of has that too. It's like in the eyes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it always looks like someone's just like giving you side eye. Mm-hmm. I don't know. High fashion loves that shit.
Yeah.
Annoyed teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, you put like an expensive platinum blonde mop on anyone, they're going to look like hot.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough. Anyway, I didn't answer this prompt at all. Did I? I just went on about an anecdote. You want to take it?
Yeah. I think most underrated brand for me, I went brand instead of fragrance, I'm gonna say Acro.
100%, dude. Mm-hmm.
I think you like them even more than I do, but they're all very tiny in scents. I just think they're so fucking good, and more people need to know about them. They are legitimately so good. So amazing.
You know what, on that tip, most underrated brand fragrance, because they also do other things, Boy Smells. Their fragrances are so good.
Really?
And I feel like I never hear about them.
Really?
Like I never see them on like people's stupid little shelfies.
Hmm.
But they're so good. Like Violet Ends, Suede Pony, like that, those two I feel like have the ability to be like Ibarra, Byredo, or like a Santal 33 type scent.
Yeah. That and tantrum,
like,
as well.
Yeah. To me. And I'm kind of just like, yo, why is everyone sleeping on this?
I don't know. I wonder, because I feel like their candles are fucking everywhere.
Yeah, their candles are everywhere. They don't seem to push their fragrances as much. And I'm wondering why.
I do wonder why.
Yeah. Like, you launched this whole new category. Like, put some fucking firepower behind that.
Right.
And they're really, really good.
They're really good.
Yeah.
I agree. And their bottles are beautiful, too.
Yeah. Like, they're cool to look at. They're nice to have. It's like a little objet.
Yeah.
Dell.
I love them.
Yeah. But yes, I also agree with Acro 100%. Yeah.
So this one, I actually, shockingly, don't quite have an answer for.
Really?
This category is for the Shit on Shit Award, a term that we have lovingly coined over the year to describe fragrances that have a lot of notes and throw them all at you at once.
Yeah. See, I would 100. See, I immediately had a winner for this.
Who was yours?
Olivier Cresp. He, the creator of Mugler Angel. And YSL Black Opium and Acro.
You know what? Yeah.
He is the king of Shit on Shit because he can throw all of that stuff at you and it's an incredible masterpiece. You're not like, like, what is this? Nothing makes sense. Like, it's like a cacophony of just the most heady, pleasant aromas.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's very...
And they're memorable.
Very hedonistic. Mm. I was going to say... I was kind of going to say Fenty, but I don't feel like that's even fair. Because it's like, there's not enough shit on that shit to be a shit on shit fragrance.
Mm-mm.
You know?
It's medium shit.
It's getting there, though.
It's yeah, maybe.
It wants.
Maybe the next fragrance.
Right.
Hmm.
Hmm. Next, we have the award for best smelling product.
Best smelling product.
Mine's easy. Mine is the Fenty Skin Cleanser.
Oh, really?
I just love that. Over and over again, I will say that it smells like a Baskin Robbins in the 90s. Like sweet cream, recycled air, and metal.
I haven't fucked with any of the Fenty Skin stuff.
It's all fine.
Yeah, I have way too much skincare as it is. I'm like, don't send me any more. Please send me more.
Yeah.
Best smelling product to me is... a freshly sharpened pencil. The smell of that, like, I don't know what kind of wood they use. I'm like a classic elementary school number two wooden pencil.
Yeah.
None of this mechanical bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the smell of sharpened pencils, pencil shavings. It's so good. I don't know. That's like the very first thing that came to my mind. And like, that's a scent. I guess, a pencil's a product.
Yeah. Fine.
It's a scent that is so... I feel like a lot of people, most people probably know what that scent is.
Yeah.
And I've also heard of it being used in fragrances, like pencil shavings.
Yeah.
I think Catbird has a scent. Maybe it's the tarot scent from Catbird. They have a note of pencil shavings, but it's so comforting.
Catbird would have a pencil shaving note.
Of course, yeah. It's so comforting and fresh and just comfortable.
It's nice.
Yeah. Best smelling man.
I'm going to let you take this one first.
You know what? I would say some ex-boyfriends, but I was like, I gave you fragrance, so I created you.
Right.
Also, we have a rule where we don't give lip service to anybody.
Because look what happens.
Yeah. best smelling man. How many men have I smelled? Like a famous man? Any man. Oh, God. Pierce Brosnan.
Because you have smelled him, right?
I have smelled Pierce Brosnan. He picked up a pen that I had elbowed onto the floor, Cher Horowitz style. Yeah. Oh, such an elegant man. Such a daddy. Like, the definition of a daddy. Also, he does have children, therefore it is correct.
He is a biological father.
I was, yes. I think I was 20. No, I had to have been 21.
Okay.
And I don't know how the fuck old he is, but obviously, like, he looked older, weathered. I was interning at a casting agency my last year of college, and
that's right.
Yeah. I was the, like, assistant who was, like, checking talent in for these commercial auditions, And in the studio next door to the one we were using, there was like clearly some table reading going on for some movie, because Pierce Brosnan, Susan Sarandon, one of the Culkins, either Rory or Kiernan, I don't remember, he was quite small then, kept going in and out of the room. So I was like, okay, this is like a table reading or something. And I guess they were like on a break. I was like sitting at my little folding table outside with my little clipboard, and Pierce Brosnan stepped out just to like take a break. And I was just like silently sweating next to him. And then I had this momentary impulse to be like, you should push your pen off the table and see what he does. And then he did. And he just picked it up and he goes, oh, there you go.
So
it was
funny.
So nice. And then he smiled at me and looked at me with his eyes. I was in love.
Oh my God.
Still in love.
I never see you get fluttery like this.
I don't give a shit about celebrities or celebrity culture, but like,
yeah. He's fine.
He's so fucking fine. Whew. And he smelled really good. I don't even know he just smelled like vaguely cologne-y, but like fresh and clean.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Anyway, what's your best smelling man?
Me. Next category. best smelling men's product.
Whoa. Okay. This is very, okay.
For me, I don't know that I have an answer, because I think it's all contextual and it all depends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Really?
It's never the one that you think, and it's never the one that they think it is either.
Bro, I don't know.
I know.
Every product is a men's product if you put it on a man.
True.
Laundry detergent.
That's a solid one, honestly.
Yeah. Or hair pomade. Mm-hmm. Well, some of them actually don't smell that great, right. But sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes they do.
It's always the ones that aren't trying to smell awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Best fragrance product that is not a fine fragrance.
So for me, I could go a thousand ways with this, but, and I know this is current, I know I've recently mentioned it before, but it is Vanilla Cloud Hand Soap from Bath & Body Works, because, one, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like, this is a Bath & Body Works household, but we also know that sometimes their scents can be like, too much, or like too 0 to 60, or like, you know, you gotta, this, I kind of thought this was that, but I have, in the, I guess, 2 months I've had a billion bottles of them around my apartment, I've so fallen in love with it. Wow. Like, it's just like so good and so perfect, and like, it is just like fluffy and vanilla and marshmallowy, but it has this like base note of sandalwood that does make it a little bit more textural and grounds it a little bit. I love it, and it just like reminds me of my home when I'm using it in my home, and
that's fair.
I can also tell that like I'm like connecting it to my place, you know what I mean? Like, well, I know that like
it is now, like if you smell it out in the wild, you're immediately gonna think of home.
Exactly. Like in 5 years when I take a whiff of it or something, it smells just like, they'll be like, oh, that cloud apartment I had.
Yeah.
Hmm.
One time I had Aesop hand soap, and it was like the richest I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
It was okay. Like, it was when I worked at Allure, and Aesop just like, it's around the holidays, every brand just sends all of their holiday kits to you for whatever reason. And they had a kit that was like hand soap and hand lotion. Ugh, it was just like that. I think they have a couple scents, but the one that I've smelled most often is like the mandarin scented one.
Mm.
Ugh, so good. That's not my winning pick, though. My winning pick for best fragrance product that's not a fine fragrance is Japanese incense.
Mm.
Not terribly picky, but as long as it is like hinoki cedar or like vetivery, that's the one. Even like the persons of interest incense is actually really, really good.
I love them.
Yeah. Ooh. The little black cones. Yes. They're so good. I wish they were
that
bigger.
I almost ate because I thought they were truffles.
Yeah. Oops. They're incredible. It makes my place smell like an expensive wellness retreat.
Love that.
Yeah. Next category. Celebrity we would do a fragrance with.
Wait.
Yeah, the sentences.
Oh, that's not
celebrity we would do a fragrance. I'm assuming you meant celebrity we would do a fragrance with.
I think I meant celebrity we wish would do a fragrance.
We wish would do a fragrance.
Yes.
Okay. So the next category is celebrity who we wish would do a fragrance.
Yes.
I'm going to say Debbie Harry.
Mm.
Also because I'm reading her biography. Face it.
Okay.
Debbie Harry. I'm just starting it. It's just like all about New York City in the 60s and 70s, and it sounds wild.
Okay.
But yeah, I think she seems like she can kick it with anybody, and she's like experienced a ton of shit. Okay. I feel like she would know a good smell to create.
Mine are the problematic Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp.
The bitchy Siamese cat, the bully cats.
The racist cats.
The racist bullying cat twins.
I know that they're bad, but I do think they're icons. Mm. And since we're rebooting everything, I want them to reboot those characters, not racist, but just as bad. Mm. I just love when they peek their little eyes out of the basket. Yes. Anyway.
That's, ooh, you know who I'm surprised hasn't been like, I don't think he would create a fragrance necessarily, but I'm surprised he hasn't been tapped to be like some sort of like fragrance brand ambassador. Mm. Paul Rudd.
His
handsome, ageless man.
Yeah.
Ageless. Has never repped a fragrance.
The fact that he hasn't really ever repped anything or isn't repping anything.
Very attractive.
Is very odd.
I was going to say attractive, but.
Well, no, he is. Yeah. It's odd that he's not the face of anything because
like,
he is so attractive.
It's like when men don't have social media, it's very attractive to me. Very
mysterious. Yeah, please.
Yeah. It's like he has nothing to prove. Yeah. He's just like doing his work, minding his business. We love him. I really want to know what Paul Rudd smells like. I know. Everyone's like, drop that skincare routine. I'm like, he's fucking rich. Okay, that's his skincare routine.
Yeah, but also, exactly.
What do you smell like, Paul Rudd?
Right.
Come on the pod.
Yeah.
Next category. Best spiral.
We've had many.
We've had several.
More so recently.
Yes. Much to spiral about.
I think mine was when, I don't know, I've had some good ones, but I think mine was when I found out that I may like Santal 33 a few weeks ago.
Oh,
when I was
in
that like Koki pregame.
God.
Jury's still out.
I'm hesitant to name a former episode because I don't want to bring attention.
That's true.
To myself in that way. I can tell you, no, I'm not going to say that either. Best spiral. Do you remember those? I think it was like the early 2000s or perhaps late 90s. And there were these little hair accessories that looked like tiny little springs.
Yes.
And you would just, they had like rhinestones on top and you would just screw them into your braids or whatever to like bedazzle your head. That's a good spiral. That's the best spiral, I think.
I like that we went two different ways with this answer. That's that's fantastic.
The best spiral.
Best cloud.
Best cloud. Cumulus, for sure.
My apartment, for sure. Biggest spray.
Biggest spray.
I think mine is, I think I was using a Wilhelm scent really recently. And it just had a really nice atomizer in the way that it did like mist out like a very like fog like.
Yeah.
You know? That always feels like really luxury and expensive when the atomizer is like, like really nice.
Yeah, people, I feel like a lot of people don't think about the atomizer more often than not.
Yeah.
And if it comes out and you get like a wet droplet or like a wet splash of something, like it should never be that. It should only be like a fine mist.
Especially with facial sprays, setting sprays, face mists.
God, biggest spray. Probably YSL Black Opium. Mm. Because anytime I spray that shit, you're smelling it everywhere.
Yeah.
It just expands invisibly into the room. It's like Wi-Fi. You turn it on and it's just everywhere.
I love that. They sent me a bottle of that too. I'm so excited.
Oh wait, the extreme one? Yeah. Or oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I feel like the original has a bigger spray than the extreme. Okay. I wish the extreme had a bigger spray. I just like that spray more.
Yeah.
Anyway, smelliest smell.
I'm going to let you take this one for starters.
The smelliest smell, I want to say, is that murky water that collects on the curb on a street when the markets are clearing out the like fish stalls and the trash. You know when you like walk down the street, I mean, maybe it's a New York City thing, and shopkeepers are kind of hosing the sidewalk down, usually in front of restaurants or delis or anything that has like food prep. But yeah, that water that collects, man, It's almost as bad as Secretions Magnifique.
Ooh.
It smells like rust and rotting fish,
yeah,
and garbage. That's the smelliest smell.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Smelliest
for sure.
Smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that like New York smell.
Curbside street water.
There are a lot of really lovely New York smells as well.
Yes.
I think the reputation that New York has is unfair, but yeah, like it's definitely earned.
Oh, yes. I agree with that.
You know?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Do you want to announce this one?
The Rihanna Award for most hype smell.
I hate to say it. I don't really hate to say it, but Maison Francis Kurkdjian Baccarat Rouge.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a lovely, lovely scent, but it is so hyped.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why. I don't get it.
Because of the price tag, for sure.
But it's not even the most expensive fragrance.
No, but it's up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's up there the way like Bond number 9 prices are up there, but
yeah,
and Tom Ford. But Tom Ford doesn't have the same hype. Bond number 9 doesn't have the same hype. So like, what is it? And it's not like the brand has that much hype, Francis or Maison Francis Kurkdjian. It's
right,
just this one fragrance.
You're right.
I have watched or scrolled past countless like fragrance YouTubers talking about it. And none of them tell me anything useful. They're just like, it's so nice. It smells so good. And I'm like, the fuck does good mean?
Right.
And then I got a bottle of it and I was like, oh, okay. That's nice. But like, and?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. I'm like, and?
Just buy cloud.
It's like when, you know, like a pretty girl goes to Hollywood to make it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, what else you got? You got a great face, but what else? What's your talent, honey? God. Like that.
My answer, and I don't mean to be predictable, but now that I'm wearing it, I can actually say this. It is Santal 33.
Well earned.
I would wear Baccarat Rouge any day over Santal.
Same.
And if you wear Santal 33, I lift you up. I celebrate you. I support you. It is not for me. It is like there are other fragrances.
I understand the hype of Santal 33 way more than I understand the hype of Baccarat Rouge, though.
Really?
Because Santal 33 was more unique in that its popularity, I think, was more dependent on its versatility and how it was gender neutral. I mean, all fragrances are gender neutral, but I think it was marketed as and encouraged as a gender neutral scent.
Okay.
It does still kind of smell like the interior of a nice car, but
yeah,
Baccarat Rouge to me is more traditionally like a feminine fragrance, I believe.
Which is why
I'm like, what's so special about this?
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
What is it doing?
Right.
It's nice, but like, what else? Yeah.
That's fair. Mm. Best attempt.
Best attempt.
I've got one.
Okay.
And it pains me to say it, but I said it to you before we recorded. Best attempt to me is the very, very new Byredo Young Rose.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I haven't smelled it, so I can't speak on that.
Mm,
but the name.
Yeah. You don't like the name at all.
No.
It's, you think it's a Lolita play.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's not your grandmother's rose. You know what I mean?
I'm more of a pervert than
both of which are lame.
Actually, we're both perverted.
But. Yeah. The scent is not a bad scent by any means. And it is lovely. And this is a Byredo podcast. And I do love like most Byredo scents. This one is not it for me. It just smells like shampoo.
Oh.
It's, yeah. And not in a good or a bad way. Just in a pretty... It is what it is, right? And it's fine. Yeah, I was really excited to receive it. They sent it as soon as it came out, and I was just like, what's next? You know? So that best attempt, sure.
I'm trying to think of this in terms of smells. Best attempt. And I don't want to be mean about it.
Oh no, what?
Because I feel like anything I say is going to sound backhanded.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking uncharitably. Best attempt, I think, goes to the Marc Jacobs Daisy universe.
What do you love? You, it's all we've been talking about for the whole fucking season.
Yes. Because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all smell so similar, yet are successful in differentiating themselves enough marketing wise to feel fresh and new and desirable. Like, I own almost all of them.
Yeah.
And I keep them on my little plant shelf because, you know, they're like daisies, you know, it's a little plant shelf. It's cute. And, you know, sometimes when I'm puttering around my apartment, I'll just pick one up and smell it, pick up another one and smell it. And I'm like, these smell so similar.
Hmm.
But ever, like, it's funny because, like, there's like a hierarchy of the way they flankerized them.
Yeah.
There's just the regular daisy, and then there's Daisy Dream, and then there's Daisy Days, and then there's Daisy Oh So Fresh, and Daisy Love. And then within that, there's like a whole other like color category.
Yeah.
Daisy Spring, and then there's three different Daisy Springs in the Oh So Fresh, Days, and I guess Original. Daisy Love, and then there's Daisy Oh So Sweet, and then there's Daisy Days Dream, Daisy Days Oh So Fresh.
It's a lot.
It's a fucking lot, man. And I'm like, this has got to be your bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how long each is. It is it just seasonal that you release them, and then like next year is totally different?
That's a good question.
I'm so confused, but the attempt cannot be ignored.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny you say that. That shocks me because you've turned me on to Daisy this summer because I love Daisy Love with the cloudberry note.
Yes.
And I love Daisy Oh So Intense with the strawberry
Daisy
note.
Daisy Love is a little bit its own thing. No, it's not actually. It's also in the flavor. Never mind. Daisy Oh So Intense, I think, is more standalone.
Okay.
In like a true flanker. I feel like Daisy Love is weirdly, it's like a cousin, you know?
They're both not very floral to me though.
No, I don't think they're meant, I don't know if they're meant to be floral. They're all kind of like fresh and fruity to me.
Yeah.
And then some are a little bit sweeter than others.
Okay.
But like that's truly the calibration of the range.
Right, right.
It's like some are a little more fresh, some are a little more fruity.
Hmm.
And then it's just all down to, do you like the green bottle? Do you like the orange bottle? Do you like the blue bottle?
I do, like you, display mine out on my windowsill because like they're so beautiful and like white and
they're
pretty.
They're so fun looking.
And I know, actually, I know that you're not supposed to keep your fragrances in the sun, but I also read something from a chemist recently that they were basically like, it doesn't matter. Like these things degrade so slowly that it's not going to affect anything.
That, and I think a lot, I don't know, I don't know if these do, but I do think a lot of fragrance packaging UV treats their bottles because of that.
Right, right.
Especially if it's clear, but who knows? Most of my fragrances I keep in a closet. Those I just display because they're pretty and sculptural. Pretty,
right, right. And it's
I
like kinda, even
I want like a big one.
Even if the fragrance goes bad, I'm not going to get rid of it because of these specifically because like they are so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Anyway.
Did I answer that question? What question even was that?
Best attempt.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yes.
Okay, you got this next one.
Sexiest armpit.
I hate this. What do you even mean?
What don't I mean?
Take it away, Sable.
Clearly Jessica Chastain.
Okay, see, I rebuke that because he clearly wasn't... He was trying to kiss her arm. Clearly trying to kiss her arm. Can you tell the listeners what we're talking about?
Okay, so there was like a viral snippet of a video of Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain on the red carpet at the Venice Film Festival promoting their movie. Something boring I probably won't watch, but she has her arm on his shoulders because he's a short king. And he leans over to sniff her armpit.
No. He is clearly like, he's looking at her like he's like full on in love with her. It's very cute.
It's...
And he like
alarming
leans in. She's like moving her arm, the arm in question, and he's like leaning in and he's clearly going to like kiss her arm, and it's shot from behind her like other shoulder from far away.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can't even really tell what's going on. He was not sniffing her arm.
He
was kissing her arm.
Doing both.
I don't believe that.
I think he was doing both.
I saw that someone like say that online. I was like, y'all are perverts.
I have read that the armpit is an erogenous zone.
Well, yes.
Personally, don't really feel that.
Yeah, same.
But I feel like if you're willing to go there, then you're fucking game.
I'll tell you something when the mics are off.
I feel like when people are willing to get intimate with like, you know, odd spaces like armpits, it's like, oh, you're fucking down, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sexy.
I mean, we're all eating ass anyway. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's like the least of our worries. I'm not answering that question. Britney Spears Award for Best Comeback Brand. This was a you category. I don't know if I am aligned with the naming of this category, but okay. Free Britney. What are yours?
You know, I had one and then I totally forgot it. Fuck. Best Comeback Brand. Gap scent.
Oh, but I feel like we're only the only ones that know that, like, they never left, you know? But that's a good enough reason.
But they were reformulated and kept alive. Yeah.
They should make us the face of that.
Right?
Bring this back, bitch.
Seriously.
Mine, and I'm only saying this because she herself sort of said it for us, is Kayali.
Really?
Because when we were talking to Mona, she said that they released the core collection, and I don't think it by any means like went dormant or whatever, but like they are just with the release of Sweet Diamond, Pink Pepper, and then Utopia, and now Invite Only Amber, their release cycle is much different. It's like very accelerated from what it was, and also like the campaigns are much different in that they're a lot bigger, a lot sexier. It just they feel like beauty launches instead of like Kayali originally sort of felt not like an afterthought to Huda.
It was quiet
and they didn't have as much personality as fragrances or launches as they did, and like I don't, like, again, they didn't go anywhere, so comeback is probably not fair to say, but they definitely are treating it differently.
I think they're just putting more budget behind it. Interesting choice.
I don't know. I was also going to say Victoria's Secret, but...
Oh. I feel like we haven't seen enough from them yet.
Yeah, that's true.
But that is a good...
Clothing-wise, yes.
Yes. Yes. The Yeezy Award for sucking up the most air in a room.
This is so good.
I feel like everybody knows what that means.
Yeah.
I almost want to say... YSL Y Man.
Oh.
I was sent a sample of, I don't quite know why.
Yeah, same.
Lenny Kravitz was the face of it.
It was like last fall, right? Or something.
Yeah. I sprayed it just like in the air or on the box, and it hung around for the whole day.
I remember that.
It smelled like toxic masculinity and just was so pungent, and it never faded. Mm-hmm. It, like, you know how, you know, fragrances have wear and they kind of evolve over it? No.
No.
It was the same sharp, pungent, toxic masculinity for hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm. And I was like, free me from this prison.
Yeah, that one was especially gnarly. And wasn't that not even a new fragrance? Or
no,
it was just like,
it wasn't
a relaunch,
even a new,
right?
Fragrance. I think it was just like Lenny Kravitz is now the face of it for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. I was so shocked and appalled.
Mine is going to be anything with a heavy patchouli note, including like just patchouli oil. Like anytime that I am in the vicinity of someone wearing a lot of patchouli, I'm like, what are you doing and why?
Why have you made this choice?
It's just...
What do you think you're doing?
The throw is so crazy that I'm like, there's no need for this. Like, I don't know.
I think like straight up patchouli oil is the most egregious.
Yeah.
I think patchouli in itself can be lovely.
Sure.
And it plays well with almost everybody.
Yeah.
But on its own, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a noted patchouli hater, but I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I have learned that patchouli can be really a really lovely and helpful addition to a lot of things. I think I'm more sensitive to it than you are, especially when there's like sort of an overdose of it in something, but I do like it in moderation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's when it's too much, it is too much.
Yeah.
This is so funny. This category that you came up with. The Mariah Carey Award for Best Note.
It's like choosing your favorite child.
Truly.
And I know you're going to hate this because you just said you hated it.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to say patchouli, man.
No.
It's the most versatile. And like, there's so many different ways patchouli can smell in a fine fragrance or in a fragrance in general, that when you harvest it from whatever age it is on the plant and how you dilute it and mix it and mingle it with other notes. It's just, it does, it's like everyone's support team. Patchouli.
I don't disagree with you.
It grounds scents, mm-hmm. and I feel like it shines over to, it's a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe that's why I identify with it, because mm-hmm. I'm always like, I have a soft spot for late bloomers, and I mm-hmm. feel like patchouli does that really well.
So I thought my answer to this was going to be coffee, because ooh. I love a coffee scent.
Yeah.
I love anything with a heavy dose of it. I think it's underused. But if we're going to go with best note, it's gotta be my girl Vanilla.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I know vanilla, but like, listen.
Also very versatile.
Yes. We're all going to have to come to terms mm-hmm. with the fact that vanilla is the one. Okay.
It adds like a richness.
A richness, a sweetness, a booziness. Yeah. It is also, to your point, very versatile. You can do a lot with it. It doesn't always have to sweeten a fragrance. It can mellow it out.
Yeah.
It can ground it. It can give it a very needed, like, round softness. Mm-hmm. It can, like, round the edges of a lot of things. Yeah. It's not just warm vanilla sugar, okay? Like, that's not what I mean. Vanilla is the one.
Vanilla's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree. On that note, the Honda Award for Best Accord.
Why are you so funny?
You have to build on that.
I know, you do.
The Honda Sponsored Award for Best Accord.
Yes.
Is, to me, cashmere.
Okay.
Yeah. Anytime there is a cashmere accord in something, it immediately becomes more soft, romantic, vulnerable, and just like intimate to me. It just makes everything a little sexier. Uh-huh. IMO.
Ooh, that's so good. Yeah. This was a late edition, so I didn't
this
have
was a late
think
edition.
On this as much as I want. Yeah. And I feel like I'm feeling like
I was also going to say suede or leather.
I think suede is mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, you also.
Yeah, because I love a suede note.
Yes.
Like,
if anything has like the name, the word suede in it, mm-hmm. I am immediately drawn to it.
Because it's like, suede is something that immediately when you smell it, you can feel it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it really does smell like the texture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, this is a funny one.
Oh yes, most influential smell.
Most influential smell. See, okay, now this award I have to give to Santal 33.
I do too.
I think
I'm not happy about
it. For better or worse, uh-huh. it is the most influential smell.
For right now.
Yes, for this moment.
Yeah,
we shall see. In a year's time, if that still rings true.
I think we're seeing and have seen quite a bit of things that
are... Yeah, I think there's contenders.
Well, I think I think we've seen a lot of things that we have because of Santal 33, yes, of course. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Things that try to be it or try to be like a play on it. But yeah, as much as I hate to admit it, it is the one. I would also say... I obviously have a bias, and this is a little bit more contemporary, but like, I think Cloud is very influential.
I was gonna say too, yeah. I think Cloud is also very influential. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that it is a celebrity scent, mm-hmm. People write it off.
Yeah.
But I think they're unwise to do so.
Yeah. I think Cloud is also much more of an aesthetic all around, mm-hmm. not only with the scent, but the look and the name.
Yeah.
So it's easier to pinpoint, like, oh, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think scent-wise, we're seeing a lot of Cloud threaded through some new releases. But overall, yes, Santal 33 is probably the most influential.
Give Cloud time.
Yeah.
Let her float.
Yeah.
Best feeling to smell things.
What do you mean by this? Like,
what do you want it to mean?
Best feeling.
What is the best feeling?
Like, best mood to be in when you smell?
Yes. Perhaps I should have said that. Best mood to smell things in.
You know my answer.
I don't know your answer.
Oh, no.
I think the best mood to smell things in is curiosity. When you're feeling a bit open and curious. Is that a really obvious answer?
No, like mine's so obvious.
Horny.
No.
Really? That's what I would have
thought. Well, I mean, top three. I was gonna say love.
Oh, they're related.
Yeah. What, curiosity or horniness? I was gonna say love, because I think that fragrance ties to memories that you make, obviously, very closely. And I feel like that is especially true when it comes to the feeling of love, however you are feeling it. But I sort of think, but it's not a mood. I think the best way to smell things.
This question doesn't make sense.
I know. Okay, that's fair. I think the best way to smell things is alone.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel like I thought too many things when I was thinking of this category.
No, it made sense. Because
it's like, what is the best feeling to smell? Like that too.
I don't understand that either.
Exactly.
The best feeling to smell. That's love.
Yeah. See, I could see love being that. I think the best feeling to smell is peaceful contentment.
I've never heard of her.
Very, very rare occasions in my life have I experienced this. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed that when I am feeling at peace and content, I'm super present and I notice all the little things around. It's like, you know, when you do those like mindfulness meditations and they're like, listen to the sounds happening outside your room. Now listen to like the sounds in, like all those little things that you're aware of. Mm. I just feel like I'm so aware of everything happening in the moment. Sounds, smells, sights, feels, that I'm like, I feel like I've achieved whatever the thing is that Keanu Reeves does in The Matrix, where he realizes everything is like part of, I don't know. I feel very keyed in to the universe.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Peace.
This makes sense.
Yeah. If only there were more of it. Maybe that's why it's so special, because it's so rare.
So rare. So rare for all of us.
So rare. So I wish we could cultivate more of that.
Please.
Somebody make a scent. Somebody make the scent of peace.
We could certainly use it.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, that's our... It's a running list of categories for the first annual Smell-U-Later Awards.
Congratulations to all the winners.
Congratulations to the winners. I hope you feel really good about these victories, because the sense of gratitude and accomplishment is what we can offer you.
Yes, yes. To those who did not win, you are not losers, but you are flops.
We live to flop another day, yes, though. We all do.
What a year.
What a year, man. 2021, what's that? That's a made-up number.
The fact that it's like closing in too, I can't even get there,
dude. I gotta pay my estimated taxes in 4 days. I'm not happy about it.
Please. hate that for you.
I always forget to do it.
Yeah,
it's always late.
Well,
fuck off the government.
Yeah,
you don't need to hold my money for me. Hold my own money. You're gonna get it eventually. God. Anyway, would we love to hear people's thoughts on these categories?
Not any feedback.
No feedback.
We would love to hear your winners.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would love to hear who you nominate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a nice afterthought, because the awards have just ended.
Yes.
But who did we snub?
Exactly.
Who do you think should be a contender for next year's awards?
Who are your personal best or worst smells? All of that. Pick a category that you got a kick out of and give us your winner.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or yeah. Tell us a category that you wish existed in the Smell-U-Later Awards.
Yeah.
And perhaps we will indulge you.
Perhaps.
On a later date.
Yes.
And until then, please leave us 5 stars.
Yes.
On Apple iTunes Podcasts. I forget what that app is called. And
I think it's just Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Wherever you can, just throw stars at us.
Yeah.
And yeah, follow us at smellulator.mp3.
I'm at Tynan Buck.
I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra. And until next time, we will smell you later.
Smell you later.